ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। आज बाप दादा ने हम बच्चों को संकल्प और विकल्प क्या है, आज का विषय है संकल्प विकल्प, कर्म विकर्म की गहन गति।
The depths of,
बाबा ने हम बच्चों
को फिलोसफी
बहुत अच्छी तरह से
actions, neutral actions,
स्वाभाविक है ये समझाया।
बाबा has explained to us very clearly,
deeply
about thoughts and actions.
मेरा इस बात पर बहुत समय से संकल्प चल रहा है।
Sometimes we say, for a long time I've been thinking about this one thing.
क्या कहेंगे स्वाभाविक है?
Would you call that a natural thing?
यदि किसी विषय को देख करके,
if you're looking at any particular subject or looking at a particular situation,
हम उस संकल्प को, उस
and
जो हमने बात देखी,
the thing that you have seen,
देखने के बाद फिर
After seeing that,
उस पर विचार करना शुरू किया।
If we start thinking about it,
विचार को बार बार
and those thoughts,
रिपीट किया,
you repeat those same thoughts again and again,
स्वाभाविक संकल्प कहेंगे।
Would you call that type of thinking again and again of what you have seen, would you call that something that's natural? It's natural to think, yes, definitely, because it is the it's the quality of the soul to think, it is the ability of the soul to think. The soul has mind, intellect, sanskars, and of course the mind's task is to think.
बुद्धि का काम,
the intellect's task,
समझना,
is to understand,
और फैसला करना है,
and to make decisions.
संस्कार का काम व्यवहार में आना है,
and the task of sanskars is to come into interaction, into action.
आत्मिक स्थिति में स्थित होते हुए,
whilst being stable in a soul conscious stage, whilst being still in the soul conscious stage, the thoughts that we create in those thoughts,
sadbhavana,
there can be pure feelings, love and power, because the soul, its original form is that of peace,
shaktishali hai.
It's a pure form, it's a form of power.
Agar baar baar sankalp kisi baat mein chal raha hai,
if you are having repetitive thoughts of the same thing,
iska matlab hai,
that means
mein kuch bhi,
in that thought
thodi kami aa gayi,
there is something lacking, the conscience,
apna सत्य है कि असत्य है,
as said, whether it's true, not true, should happen, should not happen,
प्रभाव डाल दिया।
The conscience has its influence over those thoughts.
कुछ भी संकल्प चलता है, संकल्प,
in fact, any kind of thoughts. In fact, why do thoughts arise? What is the basis for thoughts to arise?
संकल्प,
thoughts,
शुद्ध संकल्प कब होता है?
When can thoughts be pure thoughts?
कब बन जाते हैं?
When do they become elevated thoughts?
शुद्ध और श्रेष्ठ बनने का आधार है,
the basis for the thoughts to be pure and elevated,
बुद्धि साक्षी दृष्टा होकर के,
when the intellect
परमात्मा के साथ
इज अ डिटेच्ड ऑब्जर्वर
जुटा हुआ है
एंड द सोल हैज अ रिलेशनशिप विद द सुप्रीम सोल
फीड करती है
देन ऑन दिस बेसिस द
तो
सोच टू द माइंड
के बाद अगर सोच है
एंड सो इफ आवर थॉट्स आर
समझने के बाद अगर संकल्प है
Thoughts after understanding something,
right
then those thoughts will be the right kind of thoughts. They would be called yoga-yukt thoughts, thoughts that are based on understanding. Yes, with anything we think, well, the situation is such, we have to think about it.
But ज्ञान में अगर नहीं है,
if it is not
हमें विचार करना है हमें सोचना तो पड़ेगा ना यानी समझदार समझदारी
A sensible person would think that, well, yes, we have to think about it. We can't do something without thinking about it. Would you do something without thinking it through first?
समझ के काम कर
We say we have to understand, think, and then do. But if we just think uselessly again and again, then It's that those thoughts have gone into the account of waste. And that thought becomes like a waste thought, impure thought, and that goes into the account of impure or waste thoughts. If something is repeated in your mind again and again, by that repetition, it becomes very firm in your mind. And it's also a wasteful thought, and it is diminishing the power of the soul. And so, then the words will become of weakness, and the action will also be of weakness. Thoughts are the seeds. Thoughts are said to be the seeds. If the seed is powerful,
तो फिर उसका जो कर्म फल है
then the fruit, which is the action,
वो नेचुरली मीठा होगा
would naturally then
फलदायक
be sweet
सक्सेसफुल होगा
it would be a fruitful thought it would be a successful thought
और फिर वो भविष्य में भी
and then in the future too
बंधन बांधने वाला नहीं होगा
it won't be the kind of thought that gives you that brings bondage but it will be the kind of thought that will bring success it will bring sweet fruit
बार बार
a thought becomes an impure thought when again and again you're having a thought that is pulling you in a particular direction
उस संकल्प से प्रभावित है
द दृष्टि एंड एटीट्यूड ऑल्सो बिकम इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय दैट थॉट
बंधन हो गया
देयरफॉर व्हाट दैट मींस इज दैट इट बिकम्स अ बॉन्डेज ऑफ द माइंड
अव्यक्त बाप दादा ने
अव्यक्त बाप दादा
फिलॉसफी समझाते
हैं एक्सप्लेन्ड टू अस द फिलॉसफी ऑफ कर्म द फिलॉसफी ऑफ आवर थॉट्स एंड हैज टोल्ड अस समथिंग वेरी लवली
कि हम व्यर्थ संकल्प
दैट
संकल्पों पर ही बाबा ने ध्यान दिया ना
बाबा संकल्प ड्रॉन अ लॉट ऑफ अटेंशन ऑन थॉट्स
ध्यान देने का संकल्प
बिकॉज देयर आर सो मेनी टाइप्स ऑफ थॉट्स वेस्ट एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस बट बाबा एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट देयर इज अ कनेक्शन बिटवीन ब्रेथ एंड थॉट टाइम एंड थॉट
संकल्प है
इफ अ थॉट इज पावरफुल
सिद्धि है
देन इन दैट पावरफुल थॉट देयर इज द मेथड ऑफ सक्सेस
योग युक्त है
इफ यू आर
में सिद्धि है
You are focused in one thought and you know the right method to carry out that thought, then as you carry out that thought, there is the fruit of that, the success of that. But if you are simply just thinking and thinking and thinking and waiting, as if there's something additional that's to happen, then
ईश्वरीय मत के संकल्प में फर्क है
There's also a difference between मन मत dictates of one's own mind and thoughts that Baba teaches us to think.
विकल्प नहीं कहा जाता इसको व्यर्थ संकल्प नहीं कहा
When good thoughts are sustained, then the seed of that thought is filled with some virtue, and then it's not a thought of any kind of worry. If you want to sustain children, if you want children to move forward, if you want the children to be successful, there are pure feelings and good wishes within those thoughts. But when do thoughts become impure thoughts? When in our thoughts there are there's waste thinking and thinking of others. Thinking of others. This one should do this. Or things that are thoughts of the past. And we give energy to something of the past. Then our time and thought. Time is going to waste and thoughts are going to waste. And power is also being lost. The thoughts of yogis are worthwhile, successful. Why? Because there is faith within the thought. Sometimes we have this thought, well, at least I'd have the thought that what is my role, what do I have to do? I should have these types of thoughts at least. But what is my thought? Baba has told me what my thought is. What my role is within the drama, that it's a very beautiful role and it's fixed in the drama, but within the drama that part will be revealed to me. I simply have to play the part that is in front of me now. But we think, but at least I should think about what my role is. Baba has told me my role, that I'm a Brahmin. And my role is that within the godly task, I have to reveal God. My role is to change from an ordinary human being to a deity. This unlimited role has been revealed to me by Baba. But we look at the present role within the limited scene within the drama. And then we think about these things and we start comparing our role. We forget the unlimitedness that Baba has told us. Just be sure that my role and my fortune is in Baba's hands. At the time that Baba has given me some service to do, let me do that service with pure thoughts and powerful pure thoughts, then my present role will become a hero role. Why? Because we know, we have it in our thoughts, that we are Baba's hero children. Baba is creating the garland of hero souls and I have that faith that I am Baba's diamond child. I am a hero child. If there is any kind of opposition or situation that comes, then there will not be the questions of what and why, but the virtues that Baba has filled within the self, we are simply playing that part. My part is to be victorious. Why is this one doing this? Why is this happening? And I start thinking about the role of others. Then what happens is that I will not have attention on the role that I have to play, nor will my yoga of the intellect will be, nor will the yoga of my intellect be with Baba. I will not be able to catch Baba's touching. I will not then be able to be able to experience the success of that. But there'll be questions. Why this one is doing this? Why this one is doing that? And then there will be impure thoughts also. And there will be thoughts of imagination. and doubt and question. And so my interaction changes, my vision changes, my actions change.
So
that thought becomes an impure thought. The thought that should have been a sweet thought becomes a sour thought, and the fruit of that also is with affected by insects. So it's not that my future can be created by these thoughts, but let my thoughts be pure thoughts which will bring positive results in the future and sweetness even in the present. So Baba has drawn our attention that if someone is performing some wrong kind of action, and instead of having pure feelings, instead of thinking that let Baba give that soul such power that their actions change, instead of having these sort of good wishes, because there is lack of contentment within, because our relationship with others is not accurate as it should be, we start thinking, oh, this one is wrong, they shouldn't do this, they are under the influence of vice. And so what we are doing, we are seeing the form of the other person and the weakness and the influence they're under, and we become like them because we are thinking those things and we are keeping that in our thoughts.
बोलते हैं
when you talk about something, in fact it echoes and it comes back to you. That sound comes back to you. That is, if we say something of waste, if we say something of criticism, and we say, oh, definitely this person is wrong, and we criticize them, and okay, if I criticize someone, if we defame someone, then what happens? I am spreading that in the atmosphere, and automatically the situation will arise because that seed of negative words or thoughts, I have spoiled the attitude of others by telling them those things. If it doesn't remain within me, we simply say, I only told this one, I didn't tell everyone, but it's the thought of my mind, an impure thought, or a thought filled with impure feeling. If I haven't brought coolness and forgiveness in myself, but I am influencing somebody else's thoughts by my words, so they are being influenced, and the one for whom I am saying these words of defamation and criticism, Baba has said that that very same person will speak about your weakness 10 times over, and it's a karmic account that forms. So it starts with the thought and the impure thought. And so then my thoughts are going to waste in thinking about others, seeing others, and that is a waste of thoughts and time. But if I am spending my time in creating my soul conscious stage, today somebody had said, somebody had sent Baba's Avyakt versions to me, and I was reading that when germs spread, definitely we become infected by that. So waste thoughts, impure thoughts, are like germs in the atmosphere. You may not have said anything, done anything, but because you have thought these things, spoken these things, it comes back to you that you also get that infection.
होने की बजाय विकर्म बन जाता है.
सो हाउ
तो बहुत सुंदर आवर थॉट्स लीड टू कोई कोई कहते हैं
इम्प्योर एक्शन.
मैंने
सम पीपल से
किसको बोला नहीं.
आई हैवंट सेड एनीथिंग टू एनीवन.
बराबर ये सिचुएशन थी.
बट इट वाज दैट सिचुएशन. यस दिस पर्सन्स एक्शंस आर लाइक दिस.
आत्मा ने ऐसी भूल की है.
द सोल हैज मेड दिस मिस्टेक एंड अदर्स आर स्पीकिंग अबाउट इट.
मैंने कुछ बोला नहीं. दूसरे आई डिडंट से एनीथिंग.
अदर पीपल वर टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस इट्स सो एंड सोस मिस्टेक और सो एंड सो डिड दिस थिंग. सम पीपल हैव दीस संस्कार्स.
अपने कर्म के हिसाब किताब से असंतुष्टता से कुछ बोल रहे हैं.
दे आर डिसकंटेंट अबाउट समथिंग एंड दे से थिंग्स अबाउट अदर्स.
बराबर मेरा भी अनुभव है.
एंड देन पीपल एग्री विद मी. यस इट्स ट्रू. इट्स माय एक्सपीरियंस टू. इवन इफ आई डोंट से एनीथिंग एंड आई एक्सेप्ट इट विद माय दृष्टि देन it's like I am agreeing with what they're saying. Then it means that a karmic account is being formed. So this is how much attention we have to have on the thoughts of our own mind. Baba has said that it's true even on the path of bhakti, for one who does bad actions, and they think in a bad way, then anyone who is their companion also become karmically connected in that. And I am then creating a karmic account. So it's thought
that
it is the karma of the mind and intellect. Maybe in words I may have said only one word, but the account is formed through the thoughts. So my attitude and my vision becomes one of seeing defects, weakness, and it becomes my habit to see in this way, and it becomes my nature. So that quality of being soul conscious,
संबंध में जो बाबा हम बच्चों को भावना भर कर
बाबा वॉन्ट्स टू सी अस
बच्चे आपस में
have,
और संबंध ऐसा सुंदर बना करके रखें
लविंग रिलेशनशिप्स एंड वेरी स्वीट रिलेशनशिप्स.
भेदभाव आ गया ना.
व्हाट हैपेंस इज देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन व्हाट बाबा वॉन्ट्स अस टू बी एंड हाउ वी आर.
कंपैरिजन करने
एंड वी हैव दिस इम्प्योरिटी ऑफ कंपेयरिंग criticizing, comparing all the things that she said before. So the thoughts are the same, that I'm an elevated soul, I'm a child of God. We stabilize in these thoughts, but what is yoga?
Yoga
संकल्प
से बाबा से मुलाकात करने की बात है ना.
योगा इज टू इनेबल
संकल्प से शुभ चिंतन शुरू होता है.
एन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ गॉड रिलेशनशिप विद गॉड. सो इट्स थॉट्स दैट इनिशिएट दिस.
तो ज्ञान
सो नॉलेज टर्न्स इनटू योगा व्हेन वी
तो उसकी गहराई में हम जाएंगे.
यूज थॉट्स फॉर योगा.
संकल्प की गहराई में चले जाएंगे.
सो गो इनटू वी गो इनटू
इसी तरह से
depth of elevated thoughts filled with knowledge. But instead of this, if we are thinking about others, then it will go into the account of waste. This is why it is said that when we think about others, then it is the root of wrong kind of thoughts. The thoughts are the same. The place in which we think is the same in the mind. But other thoughts, pure, well-wishing thoughts, are like a ladder that enables you to ascend.
So, जहाँ उसका connection है, वो उस उसी का प्रभाव पड़ेगा ना.
So wherever the connection is, that's where.
संकल्पों को सिर्फ शुद्ध बनाने के लिए नहीं कह रहे.
So Baba is not simply talking about making our thoughts pure, but he's talking about making our thoughts elevated.
शुद्ध भी हो.
Let your thoughts be pure and elevated. And satoguni, that is, full of virtue, thoughts that are completely pure and filled with goodness, where you are seeing only goodness.
Shant swarupu.
The soul is an embodiment of peace.
Ashariri hum.
Is beyond the awareness of
shanti
the body, bodiless. I am the child of the ocean of peace.
Dehe ke
so thinking
ka
in this way,
abhiman ka
peaceful thoughts,
par
and then
vyakti ka paristhiti ka
thinking
prabhav na ho.
Thinking about the self in this way, there isn't the influence of impurity then.
Ashuddha sankalpa mein, yani kuch mixture
what is impurity when there is some kind of mixture? When something is a mixture, then it's not 100%, it's not absolute, it's not pure. So the soul that is a resident of the supreme abode is still when the soul is there, we're not having thoughts. But the soul has stabilized in peace.
तो अभी हम जो कि शरीर में हैं,
in the stillness of that peace.
तो शरीर में रहते हुए ब्रह्मलोक
वाली शांति. But whilst we are in this body, we experience the peace of
प्रज्ञ.
The
तो संकल्प
Brahma
में
element.
एकाग्रता है. शुद्धि के साथ साथ
of Brahman.
एकाग्रता है.
So with
शुद्धि के साथ
purity there is stability, with purity there is determination.
शुद्धि के साथ साथ निश्चय है.
With purity there is faith that I, the soul, am pure. I am a child of Shiv Baba.
फिर मैं दूसरी आत्मा को आत्मिक भाव में देख रही हूँ, तो आत्मा के गुण से मेरा संकल्प से संकल्प का चिंतन चलेगा.
With soul conscious vision,
automatically
then
sneha bhi utpann hoga, kyunki
there will be feelings of love too, because the soul is a child of the supreme soul, and then interaction will be of virtues, my virtues with the virtues of others, and so we will move along with pure thoughts. There will be pure feelings.
मतलब क्या हुआ कि हमारे संकल्प में भाव और भावना,
in our thoughts there would be pure feelings, feelings of forgiveness, feelings of love, feelings of cooperation.
तो संकल्प में स्नेह भर गया तो हृदय शुद्ध हो जाएगा.
So when thoughts are filled with these kinds of thoughts, the heart becomes clean. So cleanliness of the heart, purity of the heart.
जब बुद्धि का योग हमने बाबा से लगाया.
When there is yoga of the intellect with Baba.
मन को शुद्ध करती है.
So a divine intellect makes the mind pure, and the mind will be connected with Baba.
बुद्धि का योग जुटा है तो वो योग स्नेह और संबंध है ना.
And the intellect will be connected with Baba. So in this way,
कटाक्ष करने वाली बुद्धि नहीं होगी.
The intellect of we souls will not be that of giving sorrow to others, not that of comparing with others.
तो फिर संबंध बना कर्म बंधन.
Then it is that relationships are forged, not karmic bondages. Couple of days ago in Sunday's Murli, Baba has said that sometimes we say things jokingly that spoil people's stage, that is not a joke. You say it very loosely, you say it just like this. When will that happen? When the speed of our thoughts is not in our control.
अंतर्मुखी हम नहीं थे.
We weren't introverted.
तो संकल्प विकल्प तब बनता है
become impure
अंतर्मुखी से बाहर मुखी बन जाते.
When we have come out of introversion and we are in a state of extroversion.
विकल्प तब बनता है जब
become impure thoughts
से पर चिंतन
when instead of thinking of thoughts of the self we start thinking of others. Instead of seeing oneself we start seeing others.
अपने वो जो पवित्र दायरा है
so that आत्मिक purity
में एकाग्र होकर स्थित होने का
एक बाबा की aim of being stable in seeing the self and we have gone out of that line of the code of conduct and we start तो seeing others.
जेल में फंस गई.
So what happens? We become trapped in the jail of Ravan. And so naturally we reach that point of being in the cottage of sorrow.
And so
if our thoughts are not elevated, thoughts become impure and there are impure actions, then there is regret and repentance of that. At the time that the thoughts are going on, we are taking happiness. Afterwards, we start feeling the heat of those negative kind of thoughts.
विकल्प न बने
सो दैट आवर थॉट्स डोंट बिकम इम्प्योर थॉट्स
श्रेष्ठ बने
सो दैट आवर थॉट्स बिकम एलिवेटेड थॉट्स
श्रेष्ठ कर्म करूंगी तो श्रेष्ठ कर संकल्प फिर चलेगा तो
ये इफ आई परफॉर्म एलिवेटेड एक्शंस देन देयर विल बी एलिवेटेड थॉट्स
कर्म श्रेष्ठ करना है
सो विद थॉट्स एक्शंस आल्सो हैव टू बी एलिवेटेड
श्रेष्ठ बनाए.
With our thoughts, we also have to make our interactions elevated. There will be elevated interaction when there is humility. In ego, our actions are corrupt. Even subtly, in ego, our words are cutting. And there is the intention of casting your influence on others. And the words will not be filled with truth. And the actions will also be the kind where we create karmic bondage. If we perform actions while stabilized in self-respect, then in that there is no comparison.
अपने आप को मैंने माना कि मैं ईश्वर की संतान हूँ.
But in self-respect we accept that I am a child of God.
स्वमान में पहली बात
स्व self
क्योंकि मन चिंतन तब चलता है मन का
संकल्प जब हम
दूसरे से मान मांगते हैं या अपमान की फीलिंग आती है.
When we want respect from others and we don't receive it we feel insult.
संकल्प की कंट्रोल होता है.
In self-respect, there is control of waste thoughts. To be in self-respect means that I believe, I accept that I am a child of God, the child of the highest on high, the child of the world, of the benefactor, Father. So the qualities of the soul, peace, love,
सत्यता,
purity,
कल्याण bliss, की भावना,
truth, feelings of benevolence, I
तो मानो किसी ने कल्याण किया, तो मेरा संस्कार में मैं अपने कल्याण
so,
की भावना,
if somebody insults
क्षमा की भावना
me,
उसका मैंने मान रख नहीं रखा तब तो मुझे अपमान की फीलिंग आई तो मेरा
it's
अंदर
because
जो है,
I have not given them respect that there has been
नफरत की फीलिंग
that feeling of insult from them, and then there will be feelings of dislike or of hatred from my side. And then there will be the thought that, I then contrast my virtues with their defects, and then there will be ego or arrogance. If in soul consciousness, sorry, if in self-respect I think this soul has not seen my virtues, it doesn't matter. But a hero, a diamond is a diamond. The Hindi for diamond is hero. And subtly I may be comparing my position with their position or my service with their service.
In
respect, a diamond is a diamond. Its value is not going to reduce. I'm not a role, but I'm a soul. And I believe that I, the soul, am a diamond, a true diamond, a living diamond. And so, to value that means to respect myself. But let's say I compare myself with others, then definitely I will have waste thoughts.
व्यवहार चल रहा है
एंड विथ हुएवर आई हैव
उसके प्रति
इंटरेक्शन
जरूर आ जाएगा
आई विल डेफिनेटली स्टार्ट कंपेयरिंग माई सेल्फ एंड सीइंग द डिफरेंसेस दैट इज इफ आई एम नॉट इन सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट ओके फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू गो ऑन सर्विस फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर एंड यू थिंक ओ दैट डिपार्टमेंट वाज सो गुड लुक दे मूव मी फ्रॉम अ बिग डिपार्टमेंट अ नाइस डिपार्टमेंट टू अ स्मॉल डिपार्टमेंट एंड आई थिंक बट आई हैव सो मच दैट आई कैन ऑफर एंड लुक व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डिपार्टमेंट दे सेंट मी इनटू दे सेंट मी इनटू अ डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ जस्ट कर्म योगा आई कुड डू सो वेल विद जस्ट यूजिंग माय intellect. Okay, they sent you into a karma yoga department, so you can do good karma and there can be value in your actions, but instead of valuing that karma yoga, you start comparing what you should have been given, could have been given. And what happens, there will be comparison with others, competition with others.
व्यर्थ चलेगा फिर मन में संकल्प चलेगा
देयर विल बी वेस्ट ताज में है सो वेदर अ डायमंड इज इन ताज में है द क्राउन
अब हीरे की वैल्यू तो हीरा ही है
व्हाट वुड बी द वैल्यू ऑफ अ डायमंड
पर तो हीरे को अलग रखो
यू कीप अ डायमंड सेपरेट
तो भले कितना सारा लंबा चौड़ा ताज है डजंट मैटर
हाउ बिग अ क्राउन मे बी
सोने के जितना ताज में सोना है
डजंट मैटर हाउ मच गोल्ड देयर मे बी इन द क्राउन दैट डायमंड विल स्टिल बी मच मोर वैल्यूएबल देन द रेस्ट ऑफ द क्राउन से इफ द डायमंड इज इन द नेकलेस विल द
वैल्यू हीरे के आने से बढ़ गई
value of the necklace be reduced or is it that the necklace becomes more valuable because the diamond is in it so think whichever atmosphere I am in if I am a yogi soul a worthy soul then I will add something of value to the atmosphere. If I'm preparing food, then I would do it in Baba's remembrance, and that will have a very purifying effect on those who eat that. And so in my actions, there will be yoga, and that yoga will enable my actions to be very pure and elevated. And so, if in yoga I'm giving cooperation to others, then all of this positivity will elevate the stage. But if the diamond was not in the crown, but it was in a ring, the ring is so tiny. Yet, the value of the diamond, would it be any less if it were in a ring? No. The value of the ring will still remain as it always was.
अंगूठी की वैल्यू भी बढ़ा दी
इन फैक्ट इट विल इंक्रीज द वैल्यू ऑफ द रिंग बिकॉज इट इज इन द रिंग सो टू बी इन सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट मीन्स द वे इन विच बाबा इज सीइंग मी बाबा इज रिस्पेक्टिंग मी लेट मी एक्सेप्ट दैट फॉर माई सेल्फ
नहीं तो मैं अगर मनुष्य आत्माओं से मांगता हूँ
इफ आई एम डिजायरिंग थिंग्स फ्रॉम ह्यूमन सोल्स डिजायरिंग रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम ह्यूमन सोल्स It means I have not accepted the things Baba has said about me. It means I am not following Srimad. We think about main big things as Srimad. For instance, the dharana of purity, dharana of pure diet, waking up for Amrit Vela. We think of all those things as Srimad. But these little things, what Baba is telling us in Srimad is first for the intellect, first for the mind and how we interact with others. And that comes later. So the things that the mind and intellect first accept, for instance, the soul becomes one who has faith in the intellect, then it means that there will be purity of the mind and intellect. Then there will not be impure action.
बाबा से संबंध बढ़ता चला गया तो बाबा से जो बाबा
रिलेशनशिप्स विद बाबा विल बी
जो बाबा की शक्तियां हैं
द पावर्स वी हैव फ्रॉम बाबा दे बिकम आवर पावर्स Baba's powers become our powers, and so then the mind will not go into waste, and the soul will be cheerful, the mind of the will be cheerful, and the face is cheerful. Why? Because there is contentment. It's when there is lack of contentment that there is waste. So what is true happiness?
वो टेम्पररी चीज है
और व्हाटएवर ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर गिविंग आर टेम्पररी एंड आफ्टर गिविंग इट दे वांट समथिंग इन रिटर्न ओके दे मे गिव लव दे मे गिव रिस्पेक्ट दे मे गिव लव
लौकिक संबंध
दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंस इन लौकिक रिलेशनशिप्स
पीछे क्या है भावना
व्हाट इज द भावना बिहाइंड दैट The bhavna behind human beings giving you something is that they want something in return. Children also, parents give them good teachings, good sustenance, good everything. But what is the bhavna behind it? That afterwards the children will give the return. But what Baba is giving, Baba is not wanting anything in return, but Baba is giving us so much more for everything that we do. And so when I keep my account very good with Baba, it means that I will not create accounts with others.
तो संबंधियों के साथ हमारा अकाउंट ठीक जो है वो ठीक रहेगा अपना ठीक बनाया तो दूसरा ठीक रहेगा यानी
when our account is good If the account with my own mind is good, it's good, then naturally there will not be the influence of the minds of others on me. My mind will remain pure. But if there's some situation, if my intellect's yoga is with Baba, then I will not create any kind of new account with anyone. If there is determination in my thoughts, then there will be protection. So one would be free of impure thoughts. In pure thoughts there is protection. Thoughts are thoughts. But when there is pure thinking, that is my protection. My time is also saved. And I save my power. When there is pure bhavna,
तो दूसरों के समय को बचाया मैंने
and elevated thoughts, then I save other people's time also. Not only I save my time, but I save other people's time.
संकल्प दूसरों के पास vibrations में पहुंचता
है. Because my thoughts are reaching others as vibrations.
मोटा कर्म का हिसाब किताब नहीं है, पर
it's not gross accounts, but subtle accounts that are forged. We may not say something to others, but we think that so-and-so is upset with us.
उनके प्रति
And in that state of upset, we have waste thoughts. Or we see others with this drishti of blame. Or there's some kind of unhappiness in our thoughts. And so there's a very deep connection of
वैसे संकल्प और श्वास का संबंध है
टाइम एंड
तो जो हमारी वो ब्रीदिंग सिस्टम है
सो आवर ब्रीदिंग सिस्टम इज गोइंग इनटू द एटमॉस्फेयर द ब्रेथ इज गोइंग इनटू द एटमॉस्फेयर
खराब किया
एंड सो वी स्पॉइल द एटमॉस्फेयर
अब उससे वो जो जिनके साथ जिनके बारे में हमारा संकल्प
सो हूएवर आई एम थिंकिंग दीस थॉट्स
दूरी का या कुछ टेंशन की महसूस आएगी
They will feel tense, they will feel distant, they'll then start thinking about you. And this is something subtle account being created. So in our thoughts, we are creating bondage with other souls. We will be free of bondage. It's when our thoughts are pure, our feelings are pure, our desire is pure. It's not that we desire anything from others, but first of all, pure thoughts for oneself, pure desires for oneself. If my intention for oneself is not for one's own safety, that I want to take power from Baba, then I will not be full, then how can I give to others? Then naturally I will have the desire to take things from others. If I don't receive from others, then my drishti changes for them. And so, man manabhav, to keep one's mind content, free of thoughts, free of impure thoughts, and free of obstacles, and then we become, our stage becomes powerful to be Baba's diamond child and be threaded around Baba's neck. And we won't be experiencing any kind of maya, and we'll be able to apply a full stop in any kind of actions that we've performed in the past, because we have learned something. Once we have learned something, then with that feeling of learning, our bondages are cut. It's not through giving teachings that our bondages are cut, but through learning that our bondages are cut, even through that bhavna of learning. Dadi will be coming soon. Yes, the philosophy of karma is very deep, but she's just spoken about the philosophy of our thoughts. In Satyug, there are relationships of respect. So again and again, let us have attention on our thoughts so that our thoughts and our nature becomes one. And Baba's pure desire for us will also be fulfilled, and people will also start to accept how we are Baba's elevated children. And we will become free of waste thoughts and will be able to experience the stage of Jivan Mukti, liberation in life, from now. Om Shanti. 7 o'clock, Sundari will be coming.